This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
There's a Fox News alert. The Trump administration just announced the winners of the hotly anticipated fake news awards. Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry is at the White House with the results on the red carpet. Hey, Ed.
Tucker, good to see you. As you know, there's been this anticipation. What will the president do? He's been teasing this out for a couple of weeks now. He's now listed about a dozen fake news stories, in his words, that he wants to highlight. We're going to run through the top five, starting with number five, the president calling out the Washington Post for, in his words, falsely reporting a massive sold-out rally in Pensacola, Florida as being empty. He says a dishonest reporter showed a picture hours before the event started and it was much, much bigger. Number four, Time Magazine falsely reporting that the president removed a bust of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. Remember, this was something that Time reported literally day one, day two of this administration. It was a fake story. Number three, CNN, in the words of the president, falsely reporting that candidate Donald Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr. had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks before the public did. That was not true. Had to be retracted as well. Number two, the president going after ABC News's Brian Ross. In the president's words, in this thing just tweeted out, Brian Ross, quote, chokes and sends markets in a downward spiral with false report. Remember, that was about retired General Michael Flynn and pleading guilty to that charge of lying to the FBI. Brian Ross suggesting that this dated back to actual collusion in the campaign. That had to be walked back. That was not true. The stock market crashed on that initial fake news, the president calling that out. Finally, number one in the president's estimation for the 2017 Fake News Awards, I know you've been waiting for this, Tucker, the New York Times' Paul Krugman, the columnist, claiming on the day of the president's historic landslide victory, in the president's words, the economy would never recover. As you can see from the market activity today, announcements like Apple saying they're pouring a lot more money into this economy, bringing repatriated money back into the United States, that is something that the White House is crowing about tonight, Tucker.
Paul. Well, it's Ed Henry right there talking about the president's fake news that people are waiting on. It's going to be curious to see what kind of knee-jerk reaction or reaction you get, you know, from the mainstream media on this, because they really got burned. I mean, these are facts, Jack. This is what happened from Krugman. And I would say anybody like Krugman and his ilk that prophesied such doom and gloom and Armageddon, as Nancy Pelosi put it, that they should all be marginalized. I mean, how much credibility? When did they lose, you know, enough credibility where you just say, I don't want to listen to them anymore? You know, it's kind of like for me, like Donna Brazile. I liked Donna Brazile, frankly, early on. I thought that she brought something to the discussion. But she really blew up her credibility when she did some things, you know, behind the back of Bernie Sanders and dare I say, the DNC, and giving Hillary Clinton questions beforehand and gave her an advantage to those debates with Bernie Sanders. And she never came back and really apologized about that. You know, it's like, look, in the heat of battle, we can all make mistakes. You know, being if you're out there putting out a lot of words like I do, guess what? And I have a lot of compassion because I know sometimes the wrong word comes out and you regret it and you do the responsible thing. You own up to it. Yeah, I said that. That was not really what was in my hope. It's not in my heart. But you admit it and you move on. But in the area of fake news, the challenge that we have, as we were mentioning before, relevant to a free press, a free and independent press, it is no longer free. It's no independent. This is why they're in such peril right now, and as they continue to compromise their brand, and instead of doing the job that we need them to do in documenting history, holding our elected officials accountable, now they've sided. They've sided with one party over the other. They cannot do that any more than our other government institutions, be it the IRS, CIA, FBI, but that has been the order of the day. This is how far out of order these institutions are, including our supposed free press. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Dr. Ann Pierce is next.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Ann Pierce joins us now, author, commentator, and scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as American society. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, Happy New Year. Doing well. Thanks.
Hey, wonderful. Well, lots to get caught up on. At the end of the year, the president came out and said, okay, I want to present a new national security strategy for a new era. What did you make of that?
Yeah, well, for the most part, I see this new national security strategy as a very positive thing. It basically is, you could say, an unraveling of the Obama policy toward dictators and aggressors, which was to always reach out to the dictators themselves and try to find a compromise, which often worked to the disadvantage of the people living in those regimes and also to the detriment of our security interests. So this national security strategy mentions things like peace through strength, and it specifically names China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran as powers that we have to contain and build our alliances up against. So it's calling on this new strategy, and it emphasizes working with allies in Europe and Asia, which I am very much for. It specifically names Russia as a revisionist power, which is interesting when you look at the press and how this administration is always accused of being pro-Russia, whereas actually not only does the strategy paper mention Russia as something that we need to particularly focus on, but Trump has backed that up by now officially agreeing to arm the Ukrainians to defend themselves against Russians.
Exactly.
And also stepping up sanctions against various Russian operatives, for example, in the Czech Republic for human rights violations. And so overall, I think the strategy is good. I always wish that there were more emphasis on human rights, but you know that.
Yes, exactly. Well, but this is a good foundation. I mean, this really articulates where he's coming from, lest the mainstream media be confused. He's laying it out there for everybody to understand that, number one, we're going to protect the homeland, the American people, American way of life. Number two, promote American prosperity. Three, preserve peace through strength, as you said. And four, advance American influence, because historically we have found when America's influence is rich, everybody else benefits from that.
Yeah. I mean, as I've said so many times, the United States incorporated those hard lessons from World War II into successful Cold War policies, vowing never again to be morally and strategically complacent. And we were the default leader in that world order. And we find again and again that when we back away from our role in that in the world order and sort of bury our heads in the sand in the face of escalating threats and hostilities and atrocities, it comes back to haunt us and our allies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's being underreported, even, you know, from the United Nations perspective, Anne, is that the international leaders are saying, welcome back, America, aren't they?
Yeah, and no greater example than that, of course, than Israel. I mean, Trump's Middle East tour in the summer of 2017 was not just about promoting an anti-ISIS strategy. It was also about shoring up relations with traditional allies, building a coalition to contain Iran and unite behind countering Iranian aggression, and also to encourage all countries in that part of the world to allow economic and political opportunities for their own people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Israel was especially pleased with this new approach. Netanyahu came out with a specific statement saying something along the lines of, I want you to know how much I appreciate the change in U.S. policy. And now you fast forward to today, and Israel and the United States are actually working together in very specific ways to try to limit Iran's sway. And
exactly. Well, just even on an international, support perspective, I mean, the dramatic swing, Dr. Pierce, that it went from, you know, the Barack Obama administration within 12 months to Donald Trump coming into office. I mean, it was, you know, all of a sudden you went from this international pigpiling on Israel backed by the United States of America, which I think had many of our citizens in shock. And then it was like, okay, now let's return to reason and enter Donald Trump. And oh yes, Israel is our friend.
Yeah. And the decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. I had mixed feelings about that. Because I was afraid that it might alienate some of the Gulf states and these Arab nations that we have refurbished relations with and that we so desperately need to help us contain Iran. But it's been interesting that the predictions of such a backlash in that part of the world really have not come to fruition.
Exactly.
Of course, you
the sky has not fallen there, has it?
People you'd expect to having a fit, but for the most part, there has been a realignment, and another part of that realignment is that you have countries like Jordan, others working more closely with Israel than they ever have.
Yeah, interestingly enough. And speaking of Russia, Russia has long acknowledged that, hey, you got to call it for what it is. You know, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and they've already, made that acceptance. They weren't, afterwards they tried to claim some sort of, deference to it. But, but all along up until then, until President Trump came out and said, hey, this is our goal. This is what we're going to do. We're going to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. We're going to do something the three presidents heretofore have already acknowledged, and that is that Jerusalem is the center of Israel.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we have to be so careful about putting credence in anything Putin's Russia says. I mean, they'll change their tune and the sands will shift according to whether they can divide and conquer and find a way into whatever area of the world it is they're interested in. And their goals are broader and broader. They have the biggest presence in the Middle East that they've had in decades. Of course, our indifference to the ongoing horrors in Syria has created a tremendous opportunity for Russia, but Russia's always looking for the next opportunity, and my most recent article was called Beware the Pitfalls of Russian Help, so-called help,
yes,
North Korea, and we see Russia now offering to get negotiations going between the United States and North Korea, and in this article I say we should just avoid that like the plague. I mean, we have to remember what Russia is really all about, and to remember that whether it's Iran, Russia, Syria, that Russia is assisting these regimes. And in the Putin years, Russia has actually refurbished relations with North Korea, and it has actually quietly increased assistance in spite of UN sanctions. And there have even been sightings of ships going back and forth between a North Korean port and a Russian port.
Well, Dr. Pierce, we got to hit the pause button. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Ann Pierce right after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez live. Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh. Rush every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Ann Pierce continues, a contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry, and the current administration doing everything it can to deconstruct that perilous path and flawed foreign policy into giving us a policy that is pro-American and expecting a return on investment, right, Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, I see this new national security strategy, which is actually a continuation of the strategy the Trump administration already had in place, but it's now an official document, as mostly good. I'm very leery of protectionism. I wish there were less of that in the policy, and I do really applaud the fact that it sees and names China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran as powers we have to work to contain and thwart. And the one proviso to that is that this administration, like the Obama administration, even though it has actually, as I said, found ways to pressure Putin's Russia in ways that the previous administration didn't, nevertheless seems to occasionally fall for the trap that Russia might somehow be a viable intermediary between us and these horrific regimes, like the Assad regime, like North Korea. And I'm just insisting in this latest article that I mentioned that Russia can never be an intermediary. Russia is very much a part of the problem. So when you see, for example, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson come out with a statement that we might be able to negotiate with North Korea without preconditions other than a period of quiet, and then you see that that's exactly what Russia is advocating and saying that they can help those negotiations get started. And when Trump tweets that I want to solve North Korea, Syria, terrorism, et cetera, and Russia can greatly help, even though Tillerson and Trump back away from those tweets, we just have to keep on focusing on the fact that, as I said, Russia is the problem, whether it's in Syria or North Korea and really all over the world. So,
you're exactly right, Dr. Pierce. I mean, this is the way Russia has been. I mean, if General Patton could talk from the grave, what would he be shouting and screaming to America?
Yeah, and we have to remember that experts even see signs of Russian technology and handiwork in North Korea's weapons. And missile tests last spring coincided with Russia's launch of a ferry service from a Russian port to a North Korean port. And the assumption is that Russian smugglers are using the ports to conceal transactions and launder payments and probably move weapons parts back and forth. And if we need any more evidence that Russia can't be trusted in any way to help on issues of nuclear proliferation, we only need to look at Russia's own violations of its own nuclear and missile agreements, which are a continuing problem for Europe and for NATO. So, we need to be smart. And along those lines, this latest negotiation process between South Korea and North Korea, while it perhaps makes sense in light of the Olympic Games, we have to beware those talks being used, as dictators always use such talks, to buy time and cover for their nuclear programs and their atrocities against their own people and this sort of thing, and to get the rest of the world to back down on resisting them. So whether you think those negotiations between South Korea and North Korea are a good idea or not, when you start to look at people getting all excited about that and saying, oh, good, now we can negotiate about this and that, I just would say, let's look at the record of what has happened when we've tried to negotiate with North Korea.
They're only as good as the parties that are involved, right?
Exactly.
And that's what you're saying all along, whether it has to do with Russia or Iran or, in this case, North Korea. I mean, look who you're talking to.
Exactly.
No, this is what it all comes down to. I think it's quite rich when you look back historically, just even in recent times. Wasn't that long ago, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton was presenting, you know, the Putin regime with a reset button. Donald Trump, being the deal maker that he is, understanding that, hey, look at, let's talk to the people. He makes a gesture of respect towards Putin, and all of a sudden there's just this incredible violation. It opens up a special counsel investigation because, in part, Donald Trump wanted to acknowledge Putin, where Barack Obama thought it was an absolute joke when Mitt Romney brought up the threat of Russia. And not much has changed, you know, post World War II to the current era in terms of the DNA and the perspective and the worldview that Russia holds, has it?
No. I mean, it's interesting. For a while, Russia was moving in a better direction, but boy, Russia has in a lot of ways moved back to the Soviet mentality and also to some Soviet-like activities with Ukraine, the obvious example. But
exactly.
You see Russia bullying Eastern and Central Europe and pressuring the NATO alliance itself, using divide-and-conquer tactics and nuclear-capable missiles on the Polish border and constant provocations like that, in addition to its just massive energetic disinformation campaigns throughout Western Europe and beyond, Eastern Europe and beyond. So, and because of those disinformation campaigns, I don't have any problem with these investigations happening in the United States in the first place. But these hearings have been going on hours and hours, multiple hearings, and as Kimberly Strassel said in the Wall Street Journal, at this point you have to look at it and it starts to feel like a McCarthyite kind of going after of the Trump administration, that no matter what weak results come from these investigations, there's this urgent attempt to find any excuse to keep these investigations going on and to find the answer that so many on the left want to find.
Exactly. Well, $7 million and counting, you know, just like accountants, they're going to find something, you know, an IRS accountant, they're going to come in and no matter how squeaky clean you may think that you are, they're going to find something. But in their case, they have, of course, with their option, the same thing that got other people in trouble. And, you know, if you happen to lie or if you misspeak, and they don't give you the opportunity like they did to Hillary Clinton to come back and rewrite the record and adjust the record, then, boy, you're up for a felony count.
Yeah, just the double standard, even though it's become cliche to say it, the double standard is...
It's just what it is.
Exactly. Double standard in action. Mm-hmm.
Well, less than a minute, and I wanted to get to Erdogan. We've not had a chance to talk much about what is going on in Turkey, so I'll give you about 40 seconds. That's unfair to give it some insight there. I know it warrants more time, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he continues to, you know, move in that more Islamist direction and trying to play all kinds of sides of all kinds of coins. And that part of the world is, you've got all different people vying for power and position over there, in part due to the chaos in Syria and Iraq. And we should remember that during the Obama years, there were real opportunities with Turkey.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is no surprise. People anticipated this. You and I talked about this many, many years ago, it seems, Dr. Andrews. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the Scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua prescription is available today for only $14.95 and sacred Christian healing oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Anthony Kovic is joining us, and I think the timing could not be better, Anthony. You as the authority on disaster preparation and production. You also are a web consultant, author of Emergency Prepping, Simple Disaster Preparedness for the Modern Family. And I say the timing's perfect in light of what happened here recently in Hawaii. So good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's appreciated.
Well,
Hawaii.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
No. Go ahead. We're gonna not tell each other, but yes, let's talk about Hawaii. What a mess.
Are you referring to the fake, you know, the news?
The false alarm.
You know, the
false alert.
False alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what happens when, you know, a false alarm, when it comes from government, it's considered huge and it scares everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But when the media says it every day, you know, the weather's coming, this is coming, that's coming, and it's just a drizzle.
Yeah. Well, this is part of the problem. I got to tell you, this is part of the problem I have. You know, I moved here to Florida 4 years ago, and in California, I'm known for its earthquakes. They come, they go. You know, you may have a day, 24-hour period of reporting on the earthquake, unless there's something devastating like the Northridge earthquake that went on for days, and there was some reconstruction and other things that kept the story alive. But for the most part, they come, they go. Here in Florida, a hurricane is coming, and it's a big buildup. You think you were getting ready for the Super Bowl. You got a week's worth of preparation, news reporting, and these news reporters run out of things to talk about, so then they just go into hyperbolic mode, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, the last one was, you know, important, but almost a third of the state was relocated outside the state. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it did happen. It was a real tough one. All that stuff did happen. It was one of the few times that everyone was actually, you know, excited that the news reporting and everything that took place beforehand actually happened, and everybody rolled back in, and it took a little time, but it wasn't the kind of, like, letdown that everyone had to do all this work for nothing.
Right, exactly.
So it is a successful movement of people from one part of the country to another part of the country. Mm-hmm. It was actually bigger than a mobilization of war almost.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you think about this, Anthony, particularly in this last hurricane that came to Florida. We were on the East Coast. Initially it was projected to come to the East. And last minute, kind of, you know, it goes up the west side of Florida. And a lot of people from the east scrambled to the west thinking, well, they were going to get out of the way. And then little did they know, they ended up putting themselves in the way. So all this proving once and for all that it's not necessarily an exact science, definitely gotten a lot better, as you say. But sometimes you still have to be prepared for surprises.
Absolutely. I mean, I have family and friends who moved, just like you said, from one part of the area to the another, and they ended up in worse situations than they were where they were.
Yeah.
So that was also a letdown for them because they had to mobilize. They were scared out of their wits. And what happened was, you know, it did come. It did make a mess. It did all this stuff that they were going to, you know, that it said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the problem is when the media, just like what happened in Hawaii, put out information by the government in the case of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what do we really do? Like, do we actually just jump in the water? What do we do? So it's nice to have a warning, right?
Right.
What is the warning for? What can they do?
Exactly.
Can they jump in the water? What can they really do?
And find a storm drain like the one family did. They were opened up a storm drain. We're putting their kids in the storm drain.
Yeah, like that's really going to really be effective on a direct hit in a, you know, in that situation.
Well, the deal is about Hawaii that I thought was quite interesting, and I'm sure this probably galled you as well, Anthony, being a disaster preparation expert. You know, this really exposed the lack of preparation on the part of the state. Yes, it was an error, inadvertently put out by a government official, even with the backup systems and that. Obviously, somebody was in a hurry, human error. This person will not be in charge of that button ever again, because of that error. That's just, unconscionable, what was done, even though you can write it up for human error. But worse yet was, you know, I have a daughter that lives in Maui, and they got an official document in preparation for this stuff because of the heightened conversation and the threats coming from North Korea. And there was a one-page preparation deal. If you saw this page, you couldn't believe it. It's just incredible. It basically tells them at the very top, you got 20 minutes. You got 20 minutes to find shelter. Now, what makes it worse, part two of this deal, is we had family visiting, and they're at the hotel in Kaanapali. And they go running to the reception. They get this flash on their cell phones saying, this is not a drill. This is serious. And so now you got all these families scrambling, and you got to imagine the chaos that's taking place in the hotel lobby. And they're asking the hotel employees, what do we do? And the employees have no answer for them.
Well,
not good.
Really, you know, even though it is considered a mistake, you know, in my opinion, it probably wasn't. It could be a possibility of getting people to wake up.
Mm.
You know, somebody may have came up with this idea. Why don't we put a false alarm out there? Mm. Let's get the people talking about it. Because everybody is so, you know, apathetic to the whole process that, you know, we just go about our lives in the United States in ways that the rest of the world can't even imagine life in the way they do. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was an intentional, you know, false alarm, made it look like a real thing, and then now everybody's talking about it. What can we do? What is going on? What are the things? Because we have elections, and what happens is at a point in time, throughout the United States, things happen, just like here in Florida. Mm-hmm. There, you know, the hurricanes come, you know, for 3, 4, 5 years, nobody comes. Guess what? The people in those positions where they came up with all these policies and procedures, they have all moved to other areas of the, you know, in their lives.
Right.
And really, there's no one left who understands what actually was created for people to be prepared for.
Yeah, so that's the problem. That's a good point. That is a good point. But it goes back to self-responsibility, doesn't it? And this is what you're about.
Now, that is true for the basic self-preparedness, meaning you have to be prepared at least for 7 days with the basic get out of Dodge or hunker down, you know, ability to wait out what takes place. So what happens is if a storm comes in, you have 3, 4 days for the storm. Everybody knows that it's coming, whatever. You don't want to be part of that whole process of running out there looking for supplies. You should have enough supplies and just get the bare essentials. So this way you don't, everyone doesn't go to the store and have nothing left, because that's what happens.
Right.
You know, the two, 3 days before the storm, nothing is left out there.
Exactly.
And that's where the problem is. You don't have any medications because everything is closed. Now you got to wait out the storm. That's the problem. You got to wait out the storm. And then whatever the damage the storm has done, it takes people to get back to logistics again.
Exactly. So well, Anthony, real quick here, because we only got about a minute left. We've got seven days. Break it down. The minimum bug out bag that we should have.
You know, canned food, soups are the best. Why? Because they have a really good shelf life. They're already pre-cooked. You pop the can open. You get the pop-up cans that open up quickly. So you have your food. You have your water. You have your medication. You have your copy your files on a thumb drive or put them up on the cloud. Wherever you relocate, so you have your stuff with you. You want to have, you know, your medications. You know, get to a pharmacy that has multiple chains. So this way, when you relocate, you can still go get your stuff from, you know, wherever you're located. You know, you got family members. The key thing is communication. Make sure you know which route you're taking, so you can let people know where you're going one, where you're going two, where you're going three. So this way, the worst thing in the world is when people think you are in harm's way, and then they try to rescue you.
Exactly. Well, we have to leave it right there, Anthony. We appreciate your advice. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Always 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This is the place where you get a chance to hear Lou Euler every week here. Of course, Lou is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
The same to you, by golly.
Hey, by golly, it is a happy new year with all the good news coming down ever since the president put into effect, and even before then, the Tax Reform and Jobs Act.
I'll tell you, the results are, living up to the billings.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that the average folks are seeing increases in their income and in their salaries and their wages.
Mm-hmm.
And the Treasury is making some new withholding schedules that will reduce the burden of taxes on the average worker, which is exactly what the Trump people said, what Paul Ryan and all of the Republicans that passed this said, and that is that this is going to help average working people really more than the wealthy, Pelosi, Schumer crowd, of course,
exactly.
Are trying to claim that we're just the pawns of Wall Street, but that's nonsense. This is helping average American workers.
Well, less than 2 weeks away, Lou, people are going to see, as a matter of fact, in their paychecks, just as you drew reference to, there's no argument against that. Nancy Pelosi calls it crumbs, whether it is in an increased bottom line dollar in your paycheck or what these corporate entities have been turning out. 160 plus corporations are giving bonuses, increasing the hourly wage rate without government regulation or prodding or a bureaucracy behind them. They're doing this much to the disdain of, as you say, Nancy and Chuck, who said that this was not going to happen and this was Armageddon. Well, if this is Armageddon, I think people say bring it on.
Yes. And it really is testimony to modern studies and evaluations as to how the burden of taxes and this sort of thing is borne by people. And over the last 15, 20 years, Larry Kotlikoff, Auerbach from Cal, et cetera, have done some amazing studies and have put together some efforts at calculating the impact of these things. And what we have discovered is that out of every tax dollar paid by a corporation, 70 to 90 cents of that is borne by workers in fewer jobs or lower wages. So anytime you reduce corporate taxes, it's an explosion in the paycheck of average workers.
Exactly. Well, you know, doesn't this say something in terms of the ignorance of the Democratic Party at large, that they don't get this? And this is so underreported, Lou. You and I, we've been businessmen all our lives. We understand this dynamic. But to Democrats, you know, you talk to them about this, and, you know, their eyes go crossed. They got the deer in the headlights look, like they don't get it. Somehow they buy into that axiom that President Obama tried to sell everybody on, is that business people didn't build it. They didn't build that. It was the country that built that. I thought Ed Conard had a great anecdote about Lee Trevino. He says, "Hey, I didn't see Obama with me, you know, swinging at an extra bucket of balls and working out every hour for me to become the golfer that I became." So, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Lee Trevino made his career based on all the hard work that Lee Trevino put into it.
That's right. And the attitude of the Democrats, and remember, not one single Democrat House member or Senate member voted for tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that they are unified against the health of the economy and the health of individual workers. And what they seem to forget is that they used to be the party of the blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be the advocates for average folks, and no longer. They have walked away from their own political base, and now they're claiming that they're going to win back the Congress in 18. And
I don't get that math. I don't know how they figure that out when they tell the American people they're not deserving of any kind of tax reform, tax cuts, more money in their paychecks. And then they say, hey, vote me in. And this is on the heels of eight previous years of just one disaster after another, whether it was Obamacare. I mean, what do they have to talk about in any positive way of the previous 8 years when they were in a position of power?
You're absolutely right, and they are the ones who imposed on our nation, without one Republican vote, Obamacare, which is a disaster for the health care of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We must get rid of it, of course, as part of the abandonment of the Obama direction, and so it is what is happening is it's so clear now between tax reform on our side and Obamacare on their side who the friends are of the American people, the average working person in America. It is the Republican Party.
And the Republican Party is not being measured, just like they did during the campaign. The thumb was on the scale. This thumb continues on the scale. And all these polls that come out, I just don't even want to pay attention to the polls anymore, Lou. I don't have any trust in what they're telling me, because how can the people deny the radical increase of prosperity and the trajectory that this country is on right now? Stock market, again, at record levels, over $26,000. And I don't know if you heard about this, but I just heard that Apple is repatriating. You remember we talked about something, you know, maybe $1 to $3 trillion of monies just sitting there offshore waiting to be repatriated. And it looks like Apple's going to be one of the first companies to repatriate something like $350 billion. They're going to turn over a big tax check to the government, open up a second headquarters, hire, I think, something like 50,000 new employees. I mean, this is all on the heel of what Donald Trump and the Republicans have done with this Tax Reform and Jobs Act.
Right. And what this is showing us is that we have suffered a job attrition, the escape of jobs from America to countries around the world over the last 20 years, plus or minus. And now, all of a sudden, with this change, we are within a month or two or three or 5 months, we're getting an enormous return of those jobs and of that capital, the investment capital, and what that means for the productivity of each individual job. That's what we've been waiting for, is increased productivity, which leads to higher wage rates for the workers across America.
Another thing that Democrats and America needs to hear is that the Democrats were the ones that insisted there was no way Donald Trump was going to hit 3% GDP. Maybe by the end of his administration, certainly not at the start, that he was on some hallucinogen. And here it is, inside of 6 months, over 3% GDP. When Barack Obama, I think, barely hit 2% in only three quarters of his eight-year administration. He was the first president on record in history to not reach at least 3% GDP in any one quarter of his administration. What does that tell you?
You're absolutely right. The Obama administration was the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Recession of the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He never got over about 1.5% per year. And yet, as you say, the Trump crowd has now achieved about 3%, and that's without the impact of these capital dollars flowing back, mm-hmm. the jobs flowing back, etc. Some of our friends, people like Art Laffer and others that we have worked with over the years, are predicting that we may see 6 to 8% per year economic growth. And what's so important is for people to understand what that means for America. If you're growing at 4% a year or better, you double the size of the economy every 17 years. And every worker, every person, every child, every individual in America benefits from that.
Well, and if that's what they want, Lou, they need to get all these naysayers and all these people that are putting sticks in the spokes of Donald Trump and this Trump economy, they need to get them out of the way. You either lead, you know, follow, or get out of the way. This resistance stuff has got to stop, because you're costing America and Americans some serious money and happiness in their life, because all they want to do, Lou, is they just want to work and go and be productive and be a part of the solution here in this country. And I say, let them have at it. Lou, we got to leave it right there. I'm going to give myself the last word, if you don't mind. The founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, where can they go for more information? I will give you the last word.
Okay. Go to limittaxes.org, our website, and take a look at the Tax Reform Truth Squad, which everybody needs to join to help us get the truth out.
Join in, ladies and gentlemen. Lou, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.